Yes, indeed, Mockery Rocks. And Rocky's dad claims only to be a commentator.
Really common.
If you come across someone who gives you secondhand news and calls his place on the web a news source, don't subscribe or listen to that balderdash. I am not a spokesman or spokesperson for the Huffington Post, but they had a couple of very interesting headlines at the beginning of the week. The week that started with the 11th of November. A headline says, Ukraine aid was released after federal lawyers said Trump freeze was illegal. Ukraine aid means money or missiles. It doesn't mean a person who is called an aide. The other headline says House Intelligence Committee has evidence of Trump extortion scheme. Well, of course. The House Intelligence Committee has evidence that shows that Melania's husband engaged in an extortion scheme to pressure Ukraine to investigate Joe Biden. The writer of the first headline was, or the article under the headline, Mary Poppenfuss. And the writer of the second piece, Haley Miller. And as soon as you say rival Joe Biden, it tells me that Joe Biden is not going to be the nominee of the Democratic Party. All along, I've been on the side of Elizabeth Warren, even though Joe Biden is a nice guy. But as soon as you're extorting another country for dirt on Joe Biden, then the name Joe Biden is associated with dirt. Therefore, people are thinking he's dirty politically because it's just a word association game, actually. We have enough evidence from the depositions that we've done to warrant bringing this forward, evidence of an extortion scheme using taxpayer dollars to ask a foreign government to investigate. House Intelligence Committee Chairman, Representative Adam Schiff, Democrat of California, announced last week that the first of several public hearings in the impeachment inquiry will take place on the 13th, and then on the 15th of November, the first three people scheduled to testify publicly are Bill Taylor, the acting U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Marie Yovanovitch, whom Taylor replaced after Trump called her a less than nice person, and George Kent, a deputy assistant secretary of state. It's important that the president has due process, Swalwell said Sunday. It's important that these witnesses raise their hands and take questions from both Republicans and Democrats. The president is going to get that. Are we sure he wants that? In a totally different story. In a totally different story that is associated with Associated Press, even though I found it through Huffington Post, Paul Manafort's former son-in-law has been sentenced in Los Angeles to 9 years in prison for pulling a series of schemes. A schemer is a schemer is a schemer. totaling more than $13 million, including one that bilked $3 million from actor Dustin Hoffman, U.S. District Judge Andre Birote Jr. ordered Jeffrey Ohai to pay $6.7 million in restitution for the schemes, some of which were carried out while he was released on bond for similar crimes. Ohai pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit bank fraud and wire fraud for schemes that included renting out luxury homes without the permission of their owners and selling non-existent backstage passes for the Coachella Music Festival. Prosecutors said Ohai persuaded Dustin Hoffman and his son Jacob to invest in a real estate project, but he used their money for personal expenses and to pay debts when his credit rating plummeted. Prosecutors said Ohai used his cousin's identity to run up $108,000 in credit card charges. When defendant has done tremendous damage to a huge number of victims, Assistant U.S. Attorney Andrew Brown wrote in a court filing, Ohai has shown an almost unbelievable compulsion to defraud others, to the point that he could not stop even while awaiting this court's judgment on him in the first case, which strongly suggests that he will continue on his criminal path, despite having been blessed with so many advantages. Worse, he seems to enjoy committing fraud and revels in cheating others out of their hard-earned money as though he thought real work was only for patsies, Brown added. Ohai had once been married to Manafort's daughter, Jessica. Ohai's name surfaced during the bank and tax fraud trial for Manafort, the former campaign chairman for the Donald Trump campaign. Manafort has been convicted of several federal crimes and agreed to cooperate with investigators in the Russian probe. How much did he actually cooperate? We don't think so. Writing for the Huffington Post, Mary Poppinfuss says, Donald Trump's former personal attorney, Michael Cohen, was told that if he stuck by his account of Trump's relationship with Moscow, the president loves you, according to a bombshell document from the Robert Mueller investigation obtained by BuzzFeed. The glimpse into attempts to influence the convicted attorney who worked for Mr. Trump for years before he became president was in 500 pages of summaries of FBI interviews with investigation witnesses that BuzzFeed obtained through five separate Freedom of Information Act requests. The records were released on last Saturday, that is, the Saturday before the 11th of November, by the Department of Justice. White House son-in-law Jared Kushner forwarded a Manafort email to campaign CEO Steve Bannon. And then Steve Bannon told Kushner, we need to avoid this guy like the plague. Paul is a nice guy, but we can't let word get out He is advising us, Bannon said in a 2016 email just 3 days before the presidential election, according to another document. Trump's deputy campaign chairman and Manafort business partner, Rick Gates, told investigators that Manafort pushed a debunked conspiracy theory in 2016 that Ukraine, not Russia, was responsible for the hack of Democratic National Committee emails before the election. Oh, it's getting too confusing. When it gets that confusing, Mockery Rocks will insist on changing the topic. A royal change. Are you familiar with the idea of the royals in Japan? Well, we have a new emperor. The old one didn't die. He just abdicated, which is similar to retirement. Japan's new emperor and empress enthralled people in Tokyo just by driving around. It was a procession, and it had lots of security. Crowds gathered in the city center to celebrate the historic occasion of the enthronement against the backdrop of the city's national buildings and fall foliage. Well-wishers had already gathered around the Imperial Palace early in the morning to secure a place that might have a good view. 26,000 police officers were mobilized. They set up dozens of checkpoints to make sure the spectators were not carrying any banned objects, which even went as far as selfie sticks. The idea of the royals, the emperor and empress, is that they have nothing to do with the Japanese government. This guy is the prime minister. He has something to do with the government. He has apologized for the postponement of the planned introduction of private sector English tests for university admission. Shinzo Abe was responding to a question by the Secretary General of the opposition Constitutional Democratic Party, Tetsuro Fukuyama, at the Upper House Budget Committee last Friday. Fukuyama said that the plan to introduce private English tests as a part of standardized university exams has affected universities across Japan and been a source of anxiety for students. Any kind of test might be a source of anxiety for students if they haven't studied. I could teach them some English if they pay me enough. This is Mockery Rocks. I am Rocky's daddy. I teach Rocky in a roundabout sort of way. I say, anytime, I'll give you a regular lesson. And he says, no, 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 Dad, no, 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 no. He wants to study on his own and pick up new vocabulary subliminally from pop songs and people on YouTube. I guess it's working. Thank you for listening to Mockery Rocks.